Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. It's time for Emre Can to start dominating football matches, by Joseph Norton. Putting contract issues aside, this season will be a decisive one for Emre Can. Whether he is to have a long-term future at Anfield is still unknown, but what is clear is that the injuries suffered to Adam Lallana, which is due to keep him out for at least 2 months, and the ongoing problems with Phil Coutinho means the German powerhouse has a great opportunity to stamp his authority on the team, despite questions still remaining as to whether Can's best position is in the number 6 or 8 role. What must be remembered is that he has all the attributes to become a complete midfielder. For me, he is wasted in the number 6 role, as he plays better when he has more freedom and the confidence to drive past players and create chances in the final third. Emre Can is physically strong, very good technically, a powerful dribbler and a good passer of the ball. As a result, he has all the potential to become a world-class midfielder, but he needs to start dominating games of football. Because of the difficulty the Reds have had in signing Naby Keita and injuries suffered to key players in midfield, the German finds himself in the perfect situation to show the whole football club and fans of other teams just what he is all about. In this article, I'm going to compare him to 4 very talented midfielders who play in similar positions to him across Europe, demonstrating just what areas of his game he needs to improve to get to the world-class level his potential is capable of reaching. Not all of these players are world-class, but they possess very similar attributes to Emre and highlight areas of his game he needs to improve. So who am I talking about? Jean-Michel Seri of Nice, Naby Keita of Red Bull Leipzig, Corentin Tolisso of Bayern Munich, and Arturo Vidal from the same club. When we compare all 5 players in the league last season, it is Can and Vidal who are bottom of the assists, with just 2 each. Seri's top with 9, followed by Keita with 7, and Tolisso with 5. Despite all 3 of those players having played marginally more games than Can, it is obvious that he must influence games in the final third more, which would lead to him getting more assists this season. Again, it is Vidal and Can who sit bottom of the goals scored chart from last year, with Can scoring 5, Vidal just 4, in comparison to Keita and Tolisso, who top the table with 8, and Seri, who comes in just 1 behind with 7. These basic stats just highlight where Can has to improve. He needs to be more productive. Can has all the attributes to start dominating games of football, and particularly when he's deployed in the number 8 role, he needs to be more effective in the final third. When we take a look at things in a defensive sense, the German does not compete well with all 4 of these players. The tenacious Arturo Vidal unsurprisingly leads the tackles 1 per 90 at 2.66, followed by Keita and Can at 2.05 and 1.96 respectively, both very impressive. It's Tolisso next at 1.19 and Seri at just 0.66. Can's always been pretty solid defensively, which is why he can be very effective in the 6 role. His physicality means that when he gets near to players, he's often able to outmuscle and dispossess them, as highlighted by this stat. All 5 of the players have a very similar percentage when it comes to total duels won per 90, which again bodes very well for Emre. Seri tops this statistic at 48.68%, followed by Vidal at 43.67%, Tolisso at 42.94%, Keita at 42.89, and then Can with 40.9. Apart from Seri, who convincingly wins this category, all 4 players are very evenly matched, again reinforcing this idea that Can is very solid defensively, especially when it comes to playing in the number 8. The one area Chan could improve defensively is his positioning and awareness. Although he has all the physical attributes to be a force at the back, sometimes his lack of knowledge of where his attacker is lets him down. If he wants to become a world-class footballer who influences games at both ends of the pitch, he needs to become a more commanding figure at the back, communicating with his defenders and taking the lead when managing defensive situations, such as set pieces and counter-attacks. When we compare the players in a more attacking sense, it becomes quite apparent that this is where Emery has to improve, and highlights just how far ahead both Seri and Keita are, emphasising just why we're interested in both. Vidal has the lowest percentage of successful take-ons per 90 at just 41.18, followed by Chan and Tolisso at 56.76 and 58.82 respectively. As mentioned, it is both Seri and Keita who impressively top this statistic. Liverpool's number one transfer target completes 65.81 of his take-ons, but it is Seri who shines with an impressive 84.62%. If Emery is to fulfil his true potential, he needs to become a complete midfielder, which would mean he is competing with the likes of Keita and Seri in this category. The Reds midfielder has all the physical and technical attributes to improve this aspect of his game. He just needs to make sure that he makes the right decisions when to dribble and when to move the ball on. When gaps do open up, he needs to take players on, commit defenders, open up spaces for the likes of Mane, Salah and Firmino. Finally, let's take a look at how Chan compares to the other four when it comes to key passes. Whether the German is playing in the number 6 or 8, he should always be looking to play through the lines and thread balls through to our fluid front three. Therefore, there is no excuse for him not drastically improving this area of his game for the coming season. Last season again, it was Seri who topped this statistic with 1.93 key passes per 90. Followed by the talented Tolisso at 1.30, Keita at 1.27, Emre at 1.17 and Vidal at 1.13. One of the key aspects of a number 8's game is their ability to play through the lines and spot gaps in defences. And with Emre playing behind the deadly three of Firmino, Salah and Mane, it is inconceivable that he won't dramatically improve this area of his game. Chan is a good passer of the ball, has the intelligence to find our attackers when they make these runs. Improving this area of his game will go a long way, not only to improving his assists, but transforming his overall attacking play. Although it must be remembered, Chan played a large proportion of last year's games in the number 6 position. When he was deployed further forward, he did not dominate games and shows the potential he really has. As mentioned, he has all the physical and technical attributes to become a world-class midfielder, and because of the injuries and lack of success the Reds have had in the transfer market thus far, the German has been provided with a fantastic opportunity to be the leader in the midfield and become a real fan favourite. If Chan can improve on the areas of his game this article has highlighted, then he could go on to be something very special in this Liverpool side. It's about time Emre started to dominate football matches. Now again, as stated on the more recent ones, this is a mobile version of AI Audible, so I only have my little quiet space for a brief period of time. Joe will forgive me, I'm sure, for not speaking about his piece today, but I do want to mention AI Pro. If you're not already aware of what that is, will you please check AnfieldIndex.com, check out Anfield Index Pro on Twitter, and look at the links where you will find already there are four shows there, a two-part interview with Jan Mulby that I was lucky enough to be the person asking the questions on, and another then two match reviews for the first two Premier League games of the season where Jan has joined myself to have a little chat. The first one, Si Brundish joined the chat as well, and it was excellent in our review of the Watford match. And then Crystal Palace, myself and Jan shared the fat over that very recently there over the weekend. So if you have not, then please, I recommend you listen to that man. He's a font of wisdom when it comes to football, not to mention being a genuine Reds legend. We're very lucky at Anfield Index that he's with us and he's working with us. I feel very honoured to be part of it. And I think that you guys will get something from it too. So give it a listen, see what you think, and spread the word as always about AI Audible. Remember, Joe Rogan numbers, that's what we're after here. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.